Daddy? Daddy's home. I missed you so much. How was work? Did you have a good drive? Do you... Daddy? Are you okay? You look... sad. No, it's something big, I guess. Just normally you're all, a kitten when you get home, and you have your arms out for me to run into so you can hug me. Which is totally fine, and if you don't feel up to it, that's whatever, but... Nah, it's more than that. Nah, it's more than that. Something seems wrong and I don't like it. Will you come sit on the couch with your little girl? Please? Come on. There. Now take off your shoes and get comfy so I can sit on your lap. There you go. You can hold me as I snuggle up next to you. It's freezing outside and you've had a long day. Let your kitten warm you up. Now, I want to know what has you feeling so beat. Daddy's sad and I can't have that. I want to know who went and did this to my daddy so I can beat him up. Well, not really, but I still want to hear it. Daddy, I'm so sorry. It sounds like you had a really rough day, and it doesn't sound like it's gonna get any better Monday. Those guys and girls at the office really have no reason to be mean to you. You're there busting your butt for them, never expecting anything, and they still feel the need to make your life hell. They've been running you ragged, and judging by the look on your face, it's not gonna get any easier. They're burning you out, and I really wish there was something I could do. At least you don't have to worry about it for a while. Thank God it's Friday, right? I already did all my homework, and I spent all afternoon doing my chores so we'd have the whole weekend to ourselves. Sounds like it was the right thing to do. So now, it'll just be you and me for the next few days. As it should be. No meetings, or deadlines, or mean, overbearing bosses who are too stupid to appreciate my daddy for the incredible, caring, loving man that he is. Their loss. We don't even need to make dinner if you're too tired. We could just order a pizza or something and snuggle up together. After a day like you've had, you deserve the chance to relax and not have to think about anything for a bit. In fact, let's get that dumb tie off of you. Yeah, I know I picked it out this morning, but that's only because you look so dapper and mature in it. Purple really is the best color. It's so classy. But the last thing you need is some piece of fabric hanging off of your neck to remind you of work. So I'm gonna loosen the knot a bit and slide it off of you. There we go. I'm just gonna put it on and let it drape. There we go. I'm just gonna put it on and let it drape over my t-shirt. Plus, I've always kind of loved wearing your clothes, Daddy. It's just another way for me to feel close to you. Plus, I know you don't like me calling it this, but neckties are basically just adult collars and leashes for people. Anyway, I hope I can help you forget about those mean jerk faces who had the nerve of pulling you away for a few hours each day, and then not even appreciating you. Well, I appreciate you. You're the smartest, sweetest, bestest daddy in the whole wide world. And I plan to help show you exactly how thankful I am to have such a wonderful daddy by helping him relax. How am I gonna do that? Well, I figure you're still probably super tense and stressed from today. And the first thing we need to do is to help you relieve some of that tension. Don't even try to deny it, mister. I've been sitting on your lap for a few minutes now, and I can tell when you're wound up like a spring. You should know that by now I'm in tune with you and can tell when my daddy needs attention from his little girl. It's my job to know these things. My daddy gives me cuddles and attention. You protect and care for me and do all sorts of wonderful things, like working at that company. And I love you for it. I love how even though you come home tired, you always do your best to hide it. You always have your arms out and ready for me to run into before you even finish taking your shoes off. All because you know it makes me feel safe. And I love how my daddy does fun things with me if I've been a good girl, or brings me pens from his office so I can draw. I love making pillow forts and watching Netflix on your laptop. And you're really good at your job at work, but you're even better at being my daddy. Which is why I want to be the best little girl I can be for you. And part of that means taking care of you, just like how you take care of me. Normally I just let you relax with my warmth. Normally I just let you relax with my warmth as I nuzzle you like this. Peppering your cheeks with kisses and soaking in your aftershave. One of the many reasons why you're just the greatest daddy in the world is how amazing you smell. I spend all day waiting for you in our bed, just rubbing my face where you were laying, or warming myself up in your sweaters. I'm sure you noticed that the shirt I'm wearing looks a little familiar. It's the one you wore to bed last night. When you woke up, you had already left for work, so I had a... When I woke up, you had already left for work, and I had a few hours before class, so I rescued it from your hamper. It still smelled like you, so of course I had to put it to the side and swap into it as soon as I got home from school. It's not as good as having you, but it's enough to help me settle until you get home. But back to what's important. I think tonight calls for something special. You need something a warm bath with your little girl can't fix. Tonight, I want you to fuck me. I know we do that almost every night, but I mean, like, really fuck me. You're normally so kind and gentle with me. Make me feel warm and floaty, like I'm the luckiest girl in the world. But that's not what I want. And more importantly, it's not what you need. It's Daddy's turn to feel special. So I want to be your stress relief. Tonight, I don't just want to be your little girl. I want to be more than that, and at the same time, less than that, because I want you to see me as your little stress ball, a little slut you can take all of your energy out on, so you're too tired to even think about all the bad things that happened today. I want you to do to me what you may have wanted to do that evil witch of a boss in the past, to bend me over your knee and spank me, to force my hair into pigtails so you have handlebars to hold as you use my mouth for your pleasure. To call me names as you assert your dominance over your needy little girl. Don't look so surprised, Daddy. Just because I'm your dutiful darling baby girl doesn't mean I'm pure and innocent. I told you in the beginning I'm always eager to give you whatever you need to be happy. And if that means falling to my knees to let you face fuck me, then I'm in no position to complain. Though that inner desire to be your filthy little cum slut hasn't been sated in quite some time, so if it makes you feel any better, you could see this as doing me a favor, Daddy. So, please, Daddy? Will you please use your slutty little girl to help you relax? You can be as rough as you want with me tonight. I can take whatever you'll give me, I promise. I'm giving myself up completely to you. Tonight, I'm Daddy's little fuck toy. I can feel your cock twitch at that. I'm sure this gentle grinding I've been doing in your lap is only helping convince you that I'm right. So, what do you say, Daddy? Do you want to just completely let loose all your frustrations on your little girl tonight? Thank you, Daddy. I'm so glad you agree. Here, let me just slink out of your shirt. I'll still wear your necktie, just in case you want something else to pull me by. I'm not wearing a bra anymore, so the only thing left is this wonderful faux leash and collar, and these cute lace panties. Oh, look. They match the tie. Totally wasn't planned at all. So, I really do look like your personal little slut, don't I? That makes me so happy. I really feel like a high-class whore, hired by you for the sole purpose of making you feel good. How about I slide off of your lap and kneel down in front of you? Besides, judging by how something really hard is poking my butt, you're ready and more than willing to let me help you feel good. There's nothing quite like undoing Daddy's belt as I kneel down in front of him, like the submissive little girl that I yearn to be. It's like undoing the bow on a gift he wrapped up just for me. I'm just gonna pull out your cock through your fly and. Daddy, is this all for me? You really do spoil me. You know, you can grab my hair and use it to make me take as much of you as you want. Let me put my hair into those pigtails you love so much. It's a good thing I keep hair ties on hand. A good little girl should always be ready to help her daddy throat fucker. All right. There we go. So, go ahead, daddy. Use my pigtails like the handlebars I know you love to grab, and use my mouth like the dirty little cum slut I want to be for you. Fuck all of your stress into me and make me. Pushing so deep into my throat. I feel really used. My jewels all over my lips. Thank you. Does my little mouth and throat pussy make you feel good, Daddy? You're just pulling so hard on my hair. I really do feel like your little fuck doll that you're just pumping your energy into. It feels so good to be used by you. I can take more though, Daddy. Whatever you wanted to do to those whores at work, I want you to do to me. Don't hold back. Your little girl can handle it. And see, even though I have tears dripping down my face, I'm not complaining. Sure, my face is all slick with spit, but I want it too. What was that, Daddy? You want me to drape my body over your lap? Yes, Daddy. Whatever you want. Are you gonna spank me? Please do. I want you to treat me like the little fuck toy I want to be for you tonight. I want to be for you tonight. Everything you wanted to do to dominate that harlot of a boss, I want you to take those feelings and pour them into me. Come on, I can. Thanks, Daddy. Can I have some more? I love feeling your rough hand smack against my ass. That wonderful stinging that reminds me of my place, of who I belong to. I bet if you were to do this to your boss, she'd submit to you right away, just like I have with you. But I'd rather you just use me. I want you all to myself. You're my daddy, and I'm your little girl, and I want you to be rough with me. I want you to be so rough with me, you're too tired to even think about fucking anyone else. Now, come on. You can spank me like you mean it. Punish me like I was some mouthy bitch at the office who doesn't know their place. punished by you. Can you feel your stress fade away every time your firm hand meets my soft little butt? I'm your little stress ball. Use me however you... Please. Daddy. I need it. I need it. I don't want you to fuck me. I need you to fuck me. And I can tell you need it too. So will you please, please use your little girl's body to help you relax? Thank you. I'll get on my hands and knees for you and present myself like the needy little bitch in heat that I am. Oh, God. I can't help but wiggle my ass at you, trying desperately just to get you to pound me. Go ahead. I can hear you moving behind me. I'm just staring straight ahead, waiting for you to pull my panties down and take what belongs to you. Daddy! Those were my favorite pair of panties! I... Sorry, Daddy. Stress toy shouldn't complain. Yours completely and utterly. So, will you please pound your thick, hard cock into your little cock sleeve? I promise I'll be your good little submissive cum slut. You held it deep inside me. You're stretching me out. That's it, Daddy. Grab the tie and use it like a leash. You can pull me back against you by the neck as you rut me. I'm your little fuck toy. Your needy little bitch in heat. You... Daddy! You can do whatever you want to me. You can spank me or choke me. As long as you mark me with you come. I want it all, I promise. Daddy! I'm so close already, and I can tell you are too. With your finger on my clit like that, Daddy, you can't fuck your stress into me and fill me with your cum, Daddy, please. Floaty now. Sorry about the bad day. I hope this was enough stress relief for you.